Mr. Michaels. And with that, we'll move to number 11 on our agenda, construction partnership with the Aberdeen School District. Is Willie joining us? I'm guessing virtually. Yep. Willie, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Yep.
All right. I think Chris was going to put up my PowerPoint there for us, but good afternoon.
I think he's working on it, Willie. Stand by here.
Yeah. All right. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling. My name is Willie Collignon. I'm the Regional Supervisor for the Parks Division up here in the Northeast. And I'm here today to present on a partnership project we've been able to take opportunity of with the Aberdeen School District. Go ahead to the next one there. So was contacted last year by Robbie Johnson. He was actually at the time was with the Warner School District on trying to figure out a project for their building trades class. And so we had a short conversation and just trying to maybe see what kind of things would work or what opportunities would exist. And so we just kind of ended that question. And about 6 months later, we kind of started to find our way to move forward and visit with Director Van Meter and about what our opportunities are here, if there's something we should try and pursue. And of course, if you know Jeff, he's like, shoot, bet. Why would we not try this? Why would we not try it? So started digging into proceeding with an MOU with what they call as ATEC Academy. Stands for Aberdeen Technical Academy. And what they are is a technical trades program. And it was kind of a community-based program that ended up with a partnership with the Aberdeen Central High School. And so now they're currently located right on campus there at the Central High. And Robbie Johnson has since became director of the ATEC when moved from Warner. So that's kind of how the story progresses. And so I'm just going to throw a little kudos to them, too. I noticed that they were recently awarded winner of a 2025 Community Impact Award there in Aberdeen, which is pretty cool of them. And so anyway, we revisited this conversation and came to an agreement where they could build camping cabins for us. And I happen to have two camping cabins on the schedule, on the budget, to bring in Roy Lake for 2026 fiscal year. And maybe the bright side of coming after both Pat Buescher's and Kerry Richards' conversations there, Madam Chair, you asked about what these kind of things save us. And so this agreement with the Aberdeen School District is for approximately $38,000 to build two camping cabins from scratch for us. This Roy Lake camping cabin project was scheduled for $110,000, a 50-50 match with LWCF, $55,000 state's funds or Game Fish Parks funds, $55,000 LWCF. And so now this project coming through and us utilizing $38,000 to build that has now diverted those other $55,000 LWCF funds to utilize for some other project. Maybe that hadn't hit the books yet. So kind of the importance of this project and how these things work out. Go ahead to the next one, Chris. So this is a picture of the cabins right there on campus in Aberdeen School. Kids have started. This was the end of September. They got right after it. They took a couple weeks to basically kind of learn the tools, learn the gist, get some classroom work in. And then they went right to work. They get about an hour and 50 minutes a day to work on these two structures. I'll go ahead to the next one. And that is the class is a building trades class that's led by instructor Lee Sumner. The class itself is Intro to Building Trades Residential Construction. You'll see here, this is kind of designed more of a slideshow here for the next couple, so go ahead. And so they've worked on things like cedar shakes, these kind of these iconic things of our camping cabins, the half log siding. Go ahead to the next one. They work on things like windows and doors, and they've introduced these kids into building the roof structure, that hip roof, which is not super simple design, but very unique. They were able to hand build those and so learn those processes. They also worked on the floor. The floor is now insulated. They used insulation and spray foam in the bottom to seal that up for critters and moisture and make this a much more efficient building. And so that's where they currently are. These pictures were taken about, I was lucky enough to be in Aberdeen about 2 days before the snow flew. So that was a nice opportunity. The goal is for them to have this all weathered in and ready to go for Christmas break. I have an electrical contractor who's going to come in, and they'll rewire in all the lights, the outlets, heating, cooling, smoke detectors, all that kind of good stuff for this while the kids are on break. And then the goal is to have it by May be ready for reservations. I will arrange for delivery to pick them up in Aberdeen and deliver them to on-site at Roy Lake. Go on to the next slide. So another one of the cool things here about working with this school is they're not just building trades. I was contacted by I was visiting with Robbie Johnson. He's like, "Say, we also have media production, and those kids are looking for projects. Could we interview you and kind of treat this cabin thing as kind of maybe an interdisciplinary project up here at the school?" I'm like, absolutely. And so what this link is a group of three students that came. They interviewed me. They went through their own audiovisual and recording, and then they make up like a news podcast. And so that's what this link is, and this we'll let Chris hopefully get this played through here.
Building trade students in the past have partnered with the city to build cabins for Wiley Park. This year, they're building camping cabins for state campgrounds. These students are providing labor to build these cabins. South Dakota Game Fish and Park is providing the material they're using.
If we can do ongoing training and with schools, and the state provides the materials to do that, it's like a win for us.
The state contracts with an electrician for some work on the structures and pays to move the cabins on site. They will go to Roy Lake in northeast South Dakota. In the past, inmates in the state pen have built cabins. This is the first year the state brought this project to Central High School.
I've learned a lot in the, two quarters we've been in here.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun.
I think this is a super, super cool opportunity, right? So not only are we paying for a way that we can get young kids like yourselves some training and experience in the trades as moving forward in their lives, but it also, for us, we'll be able to provide a product at probably a lower cost than we would have paying a contractor to do these projects.
ATEC Director Robbie Johnson reached out to the state about this partnership. It's one that could very well continue.
Hopefully some of the kids that make these cabins and we'll stop at Roy Lake and say, "Hey, very cool. I helped build that when I was in Aberdeen High School."
Game Fish and Parks is trying to start a similar project with schools in Hot Springs and down around the Sioux Falls area. Building trade students in the past have...
So that's that. I hope you enjoyed that little clip there. I think the kids did a really, really good job on that. It's kind of fun, and hopefully we'll get them to do a kind of a follow-up here at the end of this when things get wrapped up and maybe get something on site. But anyway, again, these are trying to be ready for reservations in May, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Thank you, Willie. Any questions from the commission? Willie, any idea if there's conversations to do this with other schools across South Dakota?
Yeah, like the kids talked about, there we're currently working on some in Hot Springs. I think Andrew Kathman's working with that in Hot Springs, and I believe the crew is somewhere in the Sioux Falls School District, one of those Harrisburg Sioux Falls area schools. So we've got a couple of these in the works.
Very good. Secretary says Harrisburg is one of them. So excellent project. Good job to those students and the teachers and everybody involved. Good work. Thank you, Willie. We appreciate the update on that.
Yep, thank you.
And with that, we will move to number 12, November.